afford it. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars. Here we are again, another Wednesday afternoon. Great to have your company. Well, it's time for you to take 25. Forget everything else, put your feet up, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene on Two Sugars 104.6 Planet FM. Fresh Eggs?
Are we live?
Oh, well, we are. So, well, I've asked you the question now.
watch Fresh Eggs. If I saw a program and labelled Fresh Eggs, I certainly wouldn't click on it. Is it something good?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
And the only reason we clicked on it was because actually of the title. Now, it's a New Zealand black comedy. It's very well done. You probably have to be a New Zealander to get it.
Right.
And they've actually, there's a whole lot of stuff that goes on in there, and there's marijuana growing, and there's accidental deaths, there's gang warfare, it's just hilarious. There's different races and ethnicities that come into play. There's Aucklanders going to the regions, to a little country town, and it's just got all of there's tourists on the side of the road with toilet paper, you know, sitting beside it, having camped up beside a tree with a whole lot of toilet paper hanging off it. So all of those kind of, I suppose, things that we've been discussing over the last 2 years rolled into this quite satirical black comedy, but light enough. Although in saying that, they did put it off for the last two episodes because of the tragedy down in Christchurch. They did delay showing the last two episodes because there was a bit of gang warfare and you know, things that go with the whole program but just weren't appropriate at that time.
Right.
Yeah. But it's just...
It sounds like something I need to watch. It sounds a lot like the old Billy T. James type thing.
Yeah,
you know, loved his show. I thought he was
great.
Really, really clever. And he just brought all the funny little kinks and quirks that are typically New Zealand out.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this program's doing the same. I must watch it.
Yes, I find it. And you could probably watch it almost as a film. You know, like, I mean, if it's obviously done in episodes, but you could actually watch it rolling into like, you know, as if it was a film. But it does bring a few giggles around and a few think, oh my God, you know, those little things you think, yeah. Got it.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, I watch most things like a film because I just do not do ads. So
if it's on TV,
I just tape everything so that I can just fast forward the ads.
Well, it's actually, we decided to record the series just in case we weren't home to watch it. But it's a series that I'll keep.
Great.
I just think it was written very, very well. And it's also got a mad little miniature pony in it, which is quite hilarious. But the mad miniature pony ends up... without us realising it, guarding this huge, big underground marijuana growing operation.
Well, talking of marijuana, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a bit of a hot topic at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I can see both sides of the story, actually. I can see it as a medical, to use in a medical way, but... to legalise it? I don't know. I think we've got enough crap out there and we're screwed up enough really to...
Well, I'm a little bit like you and I think it really depends. I mean, they've got to be so careful. If they get it wrong, it's just going to cause so many problems. And one of the reasons they want to legalise it is to stop throwing so many people in jail, which is costing the government so much money, they say, and to put them into a health stream rather than a criminal stream. Which I get, but the cops can't do that. I mean, the cops are going to be left in a position where they just cannot do anything about it, and it's just going to be totally... So, I mean, I've got loads of friends who have the occasional, just a social every now and then, and to me that's cool. It's fine. It's no issues. But I also have a couple of family members that, I mean, I hate to think what would have... become of them. I doubt if they'd still be around today, quite frankly, if it was legal back in their day and they could just go for it without a care in the world. So I'm definitely in two minds about it.
Yeah. I see it's got a huge place in medicine.
Oh, because, definitely. Yeah.
Because every drug comes from a plant in the first place, and why on earth would we not use something that maybe is a bit softer or easier on that person that one of the more harder drugs doesn't work for, you know? And I can't see why they're stopping that part of it, because that's a regulated... It's probably the pharmaceutical countries going, well, no, because that'll take all that money, millions of money off us, you know, with all of our drugs. I'm being a bit facetious there, but
you're dead right. But get this. I mean, I've started taking hemp oil on a daily basis.
How do you take that? Like a spoonful of oil?
Yep. And it's just, you
no
know.
No wonder you weren't, like, creaking as you came in the door.
Well, that's what it's supposed to do, is help you with the arthritis, you see. So at this stage of the game, I've got turmeric going flat out. I've got chondroitin, or however you call it, going flat out. And now I've started on the hemp oil. But I buy anything like that. I buy from a company in New Zealand that is just makes oils and nothing else. And they're not a pharmaceutical company. They just make these oils, which they then sell to the people who make makeup and pharmaceuticals. So it's very pure and very natural. And I'm taking this tablespoon a day of hemp oil. But I cannot figure out what is the difference between hemp oil and marijuana oil, because the when I buy it, the they always have a product description and show you a photo of what the product looks like. So, you know, I buy all sorts of oils for all sorts of things, and the hemp oil is a marijuana plant. So what's the difference?
I think it's a different gene. So I think, as I understand, and maybe we should look this up and put this on our website, actually, I understand that the hemp, the plant, hasn't got the same properties that the marijuana plant has that will give you the high. So it might be a different genus of the same plant. But, yeah, maybe we'll find that out. Because you couldn't have, I don't think in any country you could have paddocks and paddocks of grown of hemp that is actually marijuana. So there must be a difference there. And I'm quite sure it's something that they look the same plant, but they're a different gene of the plant. Mm. Who knows? I might be speaking a whole lot of codswibble.
Yes, well, I was going to research it before I came here, and of course I ran out of time. I was sort of thinking that because they make rope out of hemp, and make rope out of hemp. So I was sort of thinking maybe the stalk and the leaves are more what's used for the hemp, and the marijuana is a little...
There's a seed. Who knows?
Seeds, buds, something else.
Let's educate ourselves.
You know, like the poppy, for instance. It's you know, the leaves aren't the part that, I don't know.
We'll figure that out. You know, the other thing, and I don't know where I got this from, but I used to have linseed, probably for the same thing, but often I would get the actual seeds and put them, if you just soak them overnight in a tiny little bit of water, just enough to cover the seeds, you'll end up, they'll all just let the oils out overnight, and I sort of stick it in my porridge of all things, but there you go.
I just eat the whole seed. Let it all go through me.
But that would go straight through, wouldn't it? You wouldn't get the oil. It might not have enough time to release the oils.
It's quite interesting with this food thing, though. I found out the other day, you know how grapefruit is supposed to be so good for hearts? You know, it's got all these properties in it that are supposed to make it a fabulous thing for anybody who had any heart disease or anything like that.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I do know that grapefruit, doesn't it, is it antibiotics or is it the pill? One of those all that you're not meant to take it with.
Oh, well, they do say you're not supposed to take it with something. Anyway, you're sidetracking me. The point of the whole story is we keep getting told about all these superfoods, and I was thinking linseed, you know, when it first came out, it was a superfood, and, you know, now it's chia seeds and whatever else, and grapefruit at one stage was a superfood, and it's been, you know, overpassed by lots of other things. But there was this article I was reading, and this guy was talking about all these superfoods, and he said, yeah, grapefruit does have all these wonderful properties, and they're working on it in the laboratories to try and reproduce all the wonderful properties that grapefruit has in it. But if you really want to do yourself any good with grapefruit, you've got to eat 40 a day.
Oh.
And that applies to most things. It applies to things like chia seeds and all the rest of it. If you really want to do any good, you've got to eat so much of it.
Isn't that interesting? Every garden way back, well, when I was growing up, had a grapefruit tree in it. And the grapefruit tree here, well, I don't know around the rest of New Zealand, but in Auckland, would have so many grapefruits, and they'd fall and they'd rot.
Yeah. And nobody liked them. Nobody ate them very much.
You had to put sugar on them, didn't you? Yeah. You kind of. But I tell you what they are nice with is brown sugar and rum.
Yes.
Yeah, I could eat 40 of those.
That's actually, and you bake them in the oven,
and they are
beautiful. And I've made smoothies and ice cream and all sorts of things out of grapefruit.
Oh, no.
Grapefruit ice cream is yummy.
Oh,
just exactly.
No,
there's loads of rum and you bake it. You roast it so that you get all the sugar, all the brown sugar in the rum baked all through it, and then you put the flavouring into the, you know, you get an ordinary vanilla ice cream or whatever, and yeah, it's yummy.
Yeah.
Comes out a bit like a sorbet. Really nice.
Well, I do lemon sorbet, but I can't imagine grapefruit. Grapefruit's just got that kind of, I don't know, that back taste, hasn't it? Oh, yeah.
You got to get the piss out of it. You only use
the piss.
The piss.
Oh, piff.
No. P-I-T-H, not P-I-S-S. But you do. You have to get the whole lot out of it. You actually only use the fleshy part. So it takes quite a while to prepare it. Whereas a lot of people just take the outside skin off and away they go. And it's the pith that leaves that really bitter.
Yeah.
Thing.
And you sit there with a spoon and get every little segment out. Mm. Yeah. I did try a while ago doing grapefruit ice cubes. But again, squeezing all the juice. I mean, it's a bit of a mission, but isn't it funny though how Mother Nature gives us what we seem to need at each time of the year? So it's all citrus now that's coming out.
Yeah, which is what we're supposed to need. And see, that's this guy says you've got to eat 40 of them to get any benefit. I don't believe that. I believe that if you eat naturally and you're having grapefruit and oranges and lemons and apples and everything else that Mother Nature provides for us on a regular basis over a period of time, you are getting everything that you need out of it, you know?
Hey, well, I've got you here. Just thinking of the fruit that's coming out at the moment. I've got my tamarillo tree, and I probably said exactly the same thing this time last year, but it is absolutely laden to the hilt. Now, you can only eat so many tamarillos, and they have to be just right, I think, otherwise they're a bit tart. So some of them have fallen off the ground. I don't know whether it's the wind, but they're not quite really ready to eat. But I thought, well, I'll use them. And the other year I made some Indian spiced tamarillo chutney, and which turned out really, really nice. But two things, and I'm just going to pick your brain. Chili. Now, I seem to have bought, without realising, a jar of hot chili powder, which is very, very different, I think, to chili, normal chili, because if I put just slightly too much in, it just ruins the whole dish. So there's different chilies you can buy, isn't there?
Incredibly. And if it's a really hot chili and it's in a powder form, I very seldom will use powder when I'm cooking. I don't know. It just seems to have that very nasty bite to it rather than a sweet hot bite to it.
Yeah.
And you end up by having to put too much sugar in the dish to compensate, and I don't like sugar, so I don't use powder.
I never go off a recipe. If it tells me what I have to do, I stick exactly to that. But it did, like, there was a lot of seeds that we put in there, but there was also the chili was in powder form. But I think I just have to go and get some normal, because you're right, it just spoils
it, doesn't it? Chili flake is better than chili powder, because the flake is just a flake and it's got nothing else in it, whereas the powder, I think, they just pulverise everything. And I don't know, it's always bitter. I just don't use it. So what I would do is I would put that around the outside of my house, around plants and around the dirt and things, wherever you think the ant nests might be.
Oh, good. Oh, because I tell you what, I was going to throw it in the bin.
Yeah, just make sure you don't kill any of those beautiful ladybugs you've got.
No, they might not like it. The other thing in this recipe, and I haven't been able to find it, I must go to an Indian shop, I think, is fenugreek. But I could find fenugreek seeds, I could find ground powdered fenugreek, but the recipe called for the leaves, dried leaves. And do you think I can find that anywhere? I'm sure there must be some in an Indian shop somewhere.
You may be able to get it in an Indian shop, but I wouldn't think that even they would have it. I think it would be, why are they asking for the leaves?
I don't know. I don't question recipes like you
do. Well, you should do, because there is a lot of BS in a lot of recipes. People like to put things like fenugreek leaves just to make it sound like they're really professional and they really know what they're doing. And it's a load of absolute I've never cooked with fenugreek leaves ever, and I know there's a lot of fenugreek used in Indian recipes, but I've always used the seeds in Indian recipes.
Well, I'm discounting, because last time that I made this chutney, there was something hard in it. Now, I don't know whether it was the fenugreek seeds, whether it was the tamarillo seeds. As they got hot, they went into little stones, and not good for my teeth, you know?
Right.
That's a trip to the dentist. So this year I used the powdered fenugreek, and I'm just going to see. But we also had coriander seeds, which are quite big and chunky, and mustard seeds, which are quite big and chunky.
And were you putting all of these in whole into your chutney?
That's what it asked for.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wouldn't do that. I would turn around. Literally, you just use the seeds, because the seeds have got far more flavour and far less chemical and other rubbish in it. And I just literally get my knife and crush them. You don't need to use it. I mean, you don't need to powder them. You just break them. You just crush them, as long as they're whole, you know, and you're not getting all the flavour out of them either. So whatever. If you've got a meat tenderizer, you can try that, but it'll probably do
a
runaway.
One of those.
You know, you don't want it run away. You don't want to put it into a grinder where it's going to grind it up. You just literally want to crush it. That's all you want to do.
I mean, one of those pounder things. What do you call them? Mortars.
Even then it'll probably run away with you.
Yeah.
So I just get the flat of my knife and put it on my chopping board and just bang it with my knife.
Well, here with me, you know how I'm not I'm a great cook, but I do try. They in the recipe, it did call for to heat the oil and then put the mustard seeds in, and that they would pop. Well, and they did, everywhere around my kitchen. Why could they not just tell me to put the lid on? Why do I have to figure these things
if
out
they
for myself?
Tell me they're going to pop. What do you think they were going to do?
It was a deep dish.
But what was the idea of them popping anyway? I mean,
who knows?
How is that supposed to be making your dish any... this is what I mean. They do these BS things because you go, oh, look, isn't this amazing? I never knew you could do this with mustard seed. Why would you want to?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll use the same recipe next time, and I will squash the seeds, all of the seeds we use, and we'll see what happens and see whether it is actually the tamarillo seeds that are going into hard little things, or whether for some reason the seeds don't break down.
None of them do. I mean, mustard seeds don't. Coriander seeds don't. They will not.
Yes, it might be the coriander seeds, because they're quite tough.
None of them will break down if you're going to put them whole into a dish. None of them will.
Well, I think all of our Indian friends out there, you need to maybe give me a little lesson on how to do this, because it's so tasty, this chutney. It is really tasty, but I've got to kind of get that right. But let's try it. I mean, I've got so many tamarillos, I'll have plenty of time to try
these. Have you got an old one from last year?
Oh, I think we've probably eaten it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had an old one, it'd be cool to put that to one side and then make exactly the same recipe again and doing what I've told you and see what the difference is.
Well, I'll do it for the next lot.
Because I think your flavour will be intensified heaps.
Yeah. So, look, there we go. We've had a whole cooking lesson online.
Are we out of time?
We are.
We only talked about one dish.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? But anyway, we are not off to go and eat 40 grapefruits. Actually, I don't even have a grapefruit tree this time. We've got oranges, lemons and limes and mandarins.
You obviously don't like grapefruit.
I don't mind the odd one or two.
The thing is, they grow so big and they get so massive, don't they?
And they grow so many. And they're such a waste, and I'm not sure that I know anybody else on our farm that likes them.
But do you realise that they were selling them in the supermarkets for a dollar each?
A dollar a grapefruit. That's pretty much the same as like feijoas.
Wasn't it ridiculous?
Yeah, and I don't know if any other of the cities around New Zealand or around the world have feijoa trees on their berms. And all the feijoas just drop, and yet you can go to the supermarket and buy them for $9.99 a kilo.
I know. Crazy, wasn't it?
And I literally
just go for a walk.
Now, we're just about out of time, but I've had an idea while we've been talking, and I think our next, maybe, I don't know, next four shows, we're going to celebrate the woman's body. And I'll tell you why I thought of this next week. Right through from puberty to when we're old and wrinkly and all the things that happen in between.
Yeah, I know who you're using for the old and wrinkly example too.
Now, if you want to join us and be part of this and talk about your experiences, whether you are going through puberty, whether you're going through pregnancy, whether you're going through menopause, please let us know. We'd love to have you on the program, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
You've been listening to Two Sugars, brought to you by Delacro Communication, delacro.co.nz.